This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report. I am Susanna Streeter. Now, let's move to the financial markets, and the big story of the day was a rise in oil prices. I asked Peter Jankowskis, Director of Research at Oakbrook Investments in Chicago, what was behind the price spike.
Well, it appears that there's been some additional rumors, if you will, coming forth that OPEC will meet some sort of a supply agreement here at their meeting next week. And that really caused the price of crude to jump almost 4% here in the U.S.
And what knock-on effect was there on the equity markets?
Well, energy was the big winner on the day. The energy sector in the S&P was up 2.2%, and the market as a whole was up only about 0.75%. So a very, very clear connection there.
Was there any other corporate news that caught your eye today?
It was fairly quiet on the corporate front. That was the big driver. We did see some, you know, strong performance out of individual energy stocks. Tyson Foods did have a bit of a miss on earnings, and that caused the stock to tumble somewhat. But other than that, not too much stock-specific news.
And that was Peter Jankowskis, Director of Research at Oakbrook Investments in Chicago. Let me give you the latest numbers now from the financial markets. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 0.5% at 18,956. At the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was little moved at 67.77. Gold is trading at $1,214 an ounce. And January New York light crude oil was up $1.97 at $48.33 a barrel. On the New York currency market, the euro was up 0.4 cents at $1.06.3 and the pound was at $1.24.9.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC World Service. You can find a whole world of information from science, arts, business and technology. Just go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.